ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, and then we look back behind us and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News. New Jersey Supreme Court hears arguments today over a Catholic diocese that's seeking to block the state from impaneling a grand jury to investigate allegations of sex abuse by members of the clergy. The Diocese of Camden says that's not permitted for a private organization under state law. A high-profile robbery case involving one of the world's best-known families begins today, says ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Kim Kardashian is expected to testify as the trial of 10 people accused of robbing her begins today. Prosecutors in Paris say Kardashian was held hostage and tied with cables in the bathroom of a hotel in 2016. The suspects allegedly stole $10 million worth of items, including a $4 million ring never recovered.
The NFL appears poised to return to Washington, D.C. The Washington Commanders have reached a deal with the mayor's office to build a new stadium on the site of RFK Stadium, where the franchise played from 1961 to 1996. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Taylor County Sheriff's Office are continuing the joint search for a missing Price County resident, Jesse Yansky. Jesse is described as a 32-year-old male, approximately 6'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Jesse was last seen on Thursday, April 17th, in the Westboro area of Taylor County, wearing a black zip-up hoodie, black joggers, and black and white shoes. Although there continues to be a coordinated search effort of Jesse's last known whereabouts, Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Taylor County Sheriff Corey DeSau are requesting those who own property south of State Highway 86, north of State Highway 102, and within 1 mile east or west of State Highway 13 to check their property and any cameras located at those properties for any indication of Jesse being there. If anyone has any information, they can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011 or the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200. Thursday, May 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Tamarack Health Ashen Medical Center Behavioral Health is partnering with The Brick and Ashen County Health and Human Services to offer a free walk-in training on opioid overdose reversal. They will teach you how to properly administer Narcan, a life-saving medication that converts an opioid overdose. Participants will receive a free supply of Narcan and information on local recovery and prevention sources. The training takes just 15 to 20 minutes, and it's an investment of time that could help save a life. Once again, that's taking place Thursday, May 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 420 Ellis Avenue in Ashland. The American Red Cross wants to recognize heroes in our community. Lisa Hale has more.
Today is Superhero Day. Real-life superheroes come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all ages and abilities. Real-life superheroes are the ones that go above and beyond to help those in need. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin Northeast Chapter is seeking local heroes who have shown exceptional courage, dedication, and selflessness in heroic contributions to their community. They will honor them at the 2025 annual Northeast Wisconsin Heroes Golf Classic. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Chapter.
They don't do it for recognition, but we want people to hear their story. We want people to hear the good that is being done in the community and that there are everyday heroes that are making oftentimes life-saving acts of heroism.
If you know an individual, group, or organization that has gone above and beyond to save a life or make a community better, you're encouraged to nominate them. To nominate a hero, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin and fill out the online nomination form. All nominations must be submitted by May 31st.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Many parents may not realize whole milk in the school lunch program is forbidden. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And Wisconsin dairy producers are paying attention to that. They're also working to change the guidelines that school lunch programs have to adhere to. Gail Klinkner is from the Westby area. She is not only a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, she also sits on the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board. She says right now there is a bill pending in Washington, D.C. to try to turn dairy consumption in schools around.
The dietary guidelines from several years ago where there was the unsureness of what the benefits of whole milk and 2% dairy could provide to our students and for healthy kids. So this bill now aims to give schools more flexibility in offering different milk options, including whole milk. And of course, you know, I would encourage dairy farmers and local community members that understand the benefits of whole milk and 2% milk, you know, to reach out to their elected officials and voice their support of this legislation as we move along.
Gail Klinkner, she is a Westby area dairy producer who also sits on the National Dairy Research and Promotion Board. She says studies show whole milk helps with muscle recovery and cognitive ability in students. That's why they're working diligently to allow schools the option of whole milk in their school lunch plan again.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
And PepsiCo says they are accelerating their efforts to get away from dyes in their snacks. That means, according to PepsiCo, you might see different colors in Cheetos and Doritos. They say they're trying to move the whole portfolio into natural colors, or at least provide the consumer with natural color options. I'm PM Yonke.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys, and then some of the guys that we're signing right now I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Weather. It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line winds, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 98 Q-Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. Highway stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part, the sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. Strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee, I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Gonna be funky. How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days, and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you.
always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind, 'cause somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Oh, a kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
D's drive-through, two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane. We there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? What are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. In, saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Mathematical equations, self-help, psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
Atkins and 98Q Country. Good Monday to you. Hope your weekend went okay. We've got the 28th day of April awaiting you, and it is going to be the most interesting weather day that we've had in a while, especially when it comes to severe weather, because thunderstorm possibilities are with us various times through the day. We're starting out with a few thunderstorms. You're hearing some claps of thunder out there, some lightning already here this morning. And the atmosphere is not happy today. The atmosphere is not happy. We're going to see some daytime thunderstorms, and then we're going to see another period of some evening thunderstorms, very strong. At the very least, everybody's going to get strong winds, probably hail, damaging winds, large hail. And tornadic activity is a possibility, especially as you get a little farther west of here. I'm not saying we don't have a chance of a tornado, but they're saying kind of the western and northwest part of the state, more western, I guess, have higher chances. And we may see a little bit of a stretch during the afternoon where we see the sun come out. Because when I was reading about this morning, they were saying that the sun and the heat may kind of stir up the atmosphere and bring in another round of thunderstorms again this evening. So today's going to be a rough day weather-wise. Outdoors, just scratch it off right now. And if you get a little window of opportunity this afternoon with some sunshine, which may happen, it may be a little bit more than a window. But when the storms do come and they strike, it's going to be it's going to be pretty intense, and the possibilities of some damaging storm activity are pretty high for today. But again, my hourly outlook shows a couple of hours, you know, during the day, very sporadic, that you know, we'll see a reoccurring, we'll see some sunshine, but that'll the heat and the little bit of humidity you're going to feel will stir up the atmosphere. So anytime they start warning us, our civic meteorologists were sending out messages to all of us, even on social media, about this yesterday. I knew today was going to be an interesting day. So just keep your ear to the radio and whatever weather source you use to stay safe today, in case, you know, a warning is issued for your area and you need to take cover. So we'll do the gray area today. We've got, I walked in the door this morning, and all I heard from Gray was, "You know what today is, Joel?" And I'm just like, it's Monday. And he's like, "No, Joel, today is football Monday." That's right. So we'll talk a little bit about the draft and some other variety of topics, as we do a tradition each Monday morning from 8 to 9. If you want a little sampling of the last couple of weeks of nonsense that we did, you can go to 98qcountry.com under the podcast. We got Bucks, we got Brewers, got the Packers, lots to talk about. Stay with us here this morning. Good local stuff for you on your 98Q morning show. Twice an hour, we get you updated on news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, "Hey, hey, hey," and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Dedicated efforts to locate Melissa Beeson, missing since March 17th, have been ongoing since the report of her disappearance. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department has searched relentlessly in the area in which Melissa was last seen, as well as other areas of interest. Officers and assisting agencies have conducted grid searches on foot, have deployed high-tech drones and airplanes, and have searched using specially trained canines. Many of these search areas are characterized by extremely treacherous terrain. Because of the challenges and danger involved in searching on foot, the LDFPD has not requested assistance from volunteers, so officers continue to come in on their days off to comb the search areas. To date, over 1,300 acres have been carefully searched. They have also been assisted by other law enforcement agencies, including the Wausau Police Department. It has been suggested that Melissa is hiding out somewhere, afraid to come back to Lac du Flambeau. In case that is true, the LDFPD has a message for Melissa, and they ask that it be shared with her by anyone having knowledge of her whereabouts. Quote, "Melissa, please know that you are not in trouble. We are not going to arrest you or take you to jail. All anyone wants is for you to come home. Your family is frantic and the entire community is worried about you. There will be relief and much happiness upon your return. We all know that it was not your intent to cause such concern and worry. It exists because you're cared about and your absence is felt by everyone. Please contact your family or our department. If you need transportation, it will be provided. If you need money to assist you in coming home, that too will be provided. Just please reach out and let your community know that you are safe." End quote. When last seen in the vicinity of Indian Village Road and Shawamigan Forest Trail in Lac du Flambeau, Melissa was wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Melissa Beeson is a Native American female, 5'7", with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Anyone having any information about Melissa or her possible whereabouts is asked to please call the Lac du Flambeau Tribal PD at 715-588-7000. 7717 or Vilas County Sheriff's Office at 715-479-4441. Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30, the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is hosting their Flambeau Chapter Banquet. After a couple of years off, the Flambeau Chapter is back at it, raising money for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation conservation. They invite you to come and join the fun at their annual banquet. You can register online through their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30 over at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield. Wisconsin makes an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat.com surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60, Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Summer's here and the water is calling. The Byron at Schnoor Lake Association wants everyone to have fun and stay safe. Wisconsin boating laws require no wake within 100 feet of shorelines and structures. For personal watercraft, it's 200 feet from shore. Keep a safe speed, wear your life jacket, and have a throwable on boats over 16 feet. Know the law, respect the lake, and enjoy the beautiful Northwoods. For updates, tips, follow the Byron at Schnoor Lake Association on Facebook.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
With the weather finally turning warm, now may be the perfect time to change your vehicle's oil. Don't hesitate. Swing by your local CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls. Grab everything you need to complete this job. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Fram full synthetic or full synthetic high mileage oil, plus a CarQuest premium oil filter, all for $28.99. Don't miss out on this great deal. Visit your CarQuest auto parts store today. Let them help you with your maintenance projects. CarQuest Auto Parts, 4th Avenue South, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
CarQuest, locally owned and community driven. Highway 13, Park Falls.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98Q Country.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. But I came to life when I first kissed you. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Keith Urban and 98Q. And a good Monday at 14 before 7 at 6:46. Showers and thunderstorms are the story for today. We're going to get severe storms up here. There's no doubt about that. Most likely we will see the wind and the hail, damaging winds, hail possible at sporadic times through the day, this morning, reoccurring, and again midday, and then tonight. The tornado activity, they're telling us, is more likely kind of over our west and southwest. If you go to if you go down to like Marshfield and kind of draw a line west of there, they're indicating that those areas, just because of the atmosphere, maybe the warmth, that they might see some tornadic activity down in that area. Not saying it's that the possibility is off the sheet of possibilities today, but the more likely to happen in that part. So just plan to hunker down today. We are going to see glimpses here and there, maybe an hour or two of some sunshine that you possibly could duck outside and, you know, go for a walk and stuff like that. So pay attention. That could happen rather quickly today. But for the most part, a lot of thunderstorms, 49, what we're waking up to, 49 degrees, 58 is our, actually our forecasted high today is 65, I'm sorry, 65. We're going to see when that sun does come out, you're going to feel the warmth and the, even maybe even a little bit of humidity moving in with that. So definitely a severe weather day. We will cross our fingers, be able to stay on with you all day today and never know. We rely pretty heavily on electricity, so when electricity doesn't happen, either here or at our tower site west of Fifield, then we got issues. We got issues. We're going to do the gray area. We got a lot of, we got a lot to talk about. We got the Packers and the draft and all the trades that went on over the weekend. And we got the Bucks who are in trouble in the playoffs with injuries and such. And what else? Did a little traveling over the weekend. So we'll see what the gray area. We have, I just looked at the menu, the gray area radio dining menu today, and there's a lot that we're all over the place today. We may even talk wood tick races, possibly. I have received a rather significant award concerning the wood tick races. Well, kind of. All that in the gray area coming up after 8 here this morning. Let's get the week moving here with some words of wisdom. We take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
Bob and Audrey wanted to change the world. They got married and hit the ground running. Within a few years, they had 3 kids. They worked at the local and the national level to help strengthen families. They were well known in the community. They were busy, really busy. They didn't see that as a problem, though. They saw it as a mindset. Every moment was an important opportunity to reach somebody that needed help. Bob and Audrey were driven to do more, to be better, and to always stay on top of things. They were going so hard in life, they never saw the cracks in their marriage starting to form. Neither of them appreciated the danger their marriage was in. They were too caught up in the whirlwind of busyness they'd created for themselves. They were losing touch with their children, with their marriage, and with their own hearts. And as with every crack that's ignored, it widened until the whole structure of their marriage collapsed upon itself. Busyness will keep the ground beneath your marriage shaking, and that'll lead to cracks in your relationship. Busy means more than a lot of activity. It's a condition of the heart as well. We won't notice what our spouse is thinking or feeling if our attention is always on ourselves or other people. Hard work is something to be proud of. So is wanting to make a positive impact on the world. But the goal is for you and your spouse to do it together. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Lacrosse and Danner Boots have a long tradition of making high-quality footwear for all your outdoor activities. Beter Sports Center in Phillips is your one-stop shop for Danner and lacrosse footwear. From heavier insulated waterproof rubber and neoprene boots for all of your cold season activities, to lightly insulated rubber boots for late spring and early fall, to hiking boots and shoes for the summer, Danner and lacrosse have the high-quality footwear that you're looking for. Stop in and check out Beter's extensive selection of Danner and lacrosse footwear for men and women. Beter Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family, going on now at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life.
but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The greatest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98 Q Country.
Johnny be good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. From the five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican says the papal conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin Wednesday, May 7th. But the process may not conclude on May 7th, as ABC's Terry Moran explained from the Vatican.
Once all the cardinals have voted, the ballots are counted, read aloud, and noted. The votes are then burned in an iron stove at the end of a session. Black smoke signals that no one reached the two-thirds majority required.